at KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The first candidate filing period of the 2026 election season closed on Tuesday, and several primary races have shaped up as a result. Nearly every statewide race features a primary within one or both parties. The same is true for congressional seats in the 7th and 8th districts in northern Minnesota. Only Republican Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach is headed straight to the general. Most Northland state legislative races, on the other hand, will not have primary elections, except for four races on the Republican side of the aisle. Incumbent District 5 State Senator Paul Utke of Park Rapids is being challenged by the party-endorsed Mike Weiner of Long Prairie, who currently occupies a seat in the Minnesota House. Representative Josh Heintzman of Nisswa faces a rematch challenge from opponent Matthew Zinda, who also ran in the special election to claim the open Senate District seat last year. Senate District 10 and House District 10A will also feature primaries. For county-level office, open sheriff seats are prompting primaries in Clearwater County with four candidates and Wadena County with five. Six candidates are vying for the open auditor-treasurer post in Becker County. Several county commissioner races across the region are headed to a primary, including a four-way race to fill the Cass County board seat left open by the death of Commissioner Rusty Lilliquist earlier this year. Also facing primary challenges are incumbent county board members in Aiken, Cook, Crow Wing, Itasca, Kitson, Manoman, and St. Louis counties. And one soil and water conservation district seat in Carlton County drew three candidates, including the incumbent. On the flip side, no one has filed to run for a total of three county attorney seats in our region in Lake of the Woods, Manoman, and Red Lake counties. Primary election day is August 11th, and early voting opens just over 3 weeks from now on June 26th. Minnesota now has new federal guidelines on pending work requirement changes for Medicaid. The stricter rules pushed by Republicans formally take effect January 1st. States are under pressure to comply with the language announced by the Trump administration this week. Recipients without an exemption must work 80 hours a month through employment, education, or community service. Protect Our Care's Maddie Toomey says the update doesn't offer reassurance that vulnerable populations won't fall through the cracks. She argues federal changes over the past year related to health care coverage have been devastating enough.
Nearly 3 million Americans have lost their Medicaid coverage, and that includes over 10,000 people in Minnesota. So this is even before these Medicaid work requirements are taking effect, and the bulk of the coverage losses are going to get worse.
Her group says an additional 110,000 Minnesotans could lose coverage. Exemptions include pregnant women, people with disabilities, and parents with young kids. And there's concern about a narrower definition of medical frailty. Protect Our Care warns enrollees will have to navigate complicated reporting systems. Federal officials contend the changes create a consistent framework promoting economic stability and self-sufficiency, and in the first year, enrollees can self-attest they've met work requirements. Policy analysts say the changes were designed to offset tax cuts from last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, with earlier forecasts of nearly 5 million Americans being forced off Medicaid. Toomey says there are examples of stricter work requirements in individual states where people lost coverage, making their complex health situations even worse.
People lost their medications, they lost their ability to see their doctors and to stay healthy.
Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Those in Grand Rapids are likely noticing a few hundred extra people in town this week. The Minnesota Incident Command System is hosting the annual Minnesota Wildfire Academy. The Academy runs through June 5th with training activities at the Minnesota North College Itasca campus and the University of Minnesota North Central Research and Outreach Center's property. With over 480 registered students, the Academy is Minnesota's largest interagency wildland fire training event. The week-long event offers a variety of courses and draws wildland firefighters from across Minnesota, from local fire departments and tribal, state, and federal agencies. Both classroom instruction and hands-on field training exercises occur throughout the week. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.